Don't neglect all these things that happen. Why it happened? Inquire, that's all. And these are the signs. And you can learn from everything. Because life is your greatest teacher. Without going through life, you cannot understand life. And you cannot understand life, how can you learn wisdom or Dhamma? Well, Dhamma is about applying the understanding to live life. That's why you have to learn it from life. Okay? Not in the office or in your house, all the theory, go out, cannot apply. That is not the learning. The learning should be after you understand what the Buddha taught you or what is the teaching, then you cultivate. After you cultivate, you need to be tested in life. Understand? Without being tested in life, it's like we all study in the uni, then never practice. You think you can learn? You have to come out into the corporate sector. Like we have the three accountants from Singapore. If you don't come out and work and practice and see the reality of that profession, do you think you can learn? Cannot, isn't it? For my case, worse, civil engineer. If you don't practice, you don't really know what is going on. How the construction site look like also you don't know. How people pour concrete also you don't know. How people supervise everything also you don't know. Then all the, what they call, that one how to say, they cut corner, they take money. That one, you don't witness all this. But if you really come out to work, you not only witness, you hear a lot someone. So I remember that time I was doing my training in third year. So as a trainee, we join the contractor, we join all the staff, we eat at the coffee shop. I mean the cafe in the office. So what happened? The contractor was there. Then all of us were there. Then they were talking. And you know what the contractor told us? He said, technician, that TA, they tell you all these things. Very small world, they talk among themselves or not. You dare to take or not? Aiyo, small world. And you meet everywhere. And your name become famous very fast or not. You are on the take. Last time I remember I worked at the government authority that is in charge of approval. They know one, no. Every officer inside there got story on. Then you say, you want to get approval, you must go and see so and so. You cannot go direct on. You go direct, he like very professional. He don't want to see you. But you go through that consultant or his, anything also cannot. So these are the real things that is happening. So when it comes to living life, it's the same, understand not? Because the real happening is life itself. If you cultivate all your Dhamma, you cannot be tested, you don't go into life, how do you learn? You cannot see the operation of karma and all those things. Understand? Everything is like, hypothetical. Thank you. Yun Chan. Understand or not? You haven't tested it, understand? It's just knowledge, understand? You learn the knowledge, but you don't know how to apply all this knowledge. So, not much use. So life itself is where you can put to test. So the cultivation is in life. So all this Dhamma is related to life. It's not related to life. It's not a living Dhamma. Understand? You know what is a living Dhamma? Not only apply to life, you can live it on, understand? It becomes a reality, like the Noble Eightfold Path. You can have the embodiment of that Noble Eightfold Path, then you can live it, you can apply it. And that is a living Dhamma. Otherwise, very theoretical. You can talk about it, but you cannot apply it. No. I remember last time Yun Chan used to tell me, in the early days, I said, advise people very easy, let go, don't worry. But really happen to yourself, not easy to practice. So most people have this type of problem. So you try to help people, you know, like make them feel better. Ayo, let go lah. Don't attach lah. This one is cause of suffering lah. Everything you repeat is correct, isn't it? According to the Dhamma, isn't it? But when it comes to yourself, when serious thing happen, first of all, through reality, all your Dhamma knowledge fly out the window. Why? You panic already, you pujat already, understand? You worry already. That is basically, there was one president of Vipassana Society, Exa. He got disease or sickness problem, landed in hospital. Then panicked by the urologist. Because he is also accountant. 60 years old, retired. Then he got prostate problem, cannot pee. Panic like anything, then admitted. Then the urologist that attend to him, he said, we check your blood test already. You very serious already, he said. The reading so high, he said. Sure, cancer already. Third stage or fourth stage. His whole face pucat. You know what happened? I visited him. We are one of the Kayamita who very good friend, also another accountant friend of him, came and see me. Hey, Brachu, you know that person. He also actually attended my class and was one of my Kayamita also. So, very good guy. So I say, okay lah, no problem lah. I say, during his time, he president, he let me use the place and all those things. So because of that, I went. Then he attended our Tuesday class, sometimes Thursday class, then Monday gathering. So we went. So I was with the accountant friend of his, then we went. At that time, he can laugh already. You know what happened? He told us, I said, but you sorry, is it? When that urologist told me I got cancer, I straight away panic and don't know what to do. Is it? All your Dhamma fly out the window, cannot apply at all. You know, he told me the worst is that urologist said I need to do a biopsy to confirm what stage, not to confirm whether malignant or what. Confirm what stage, third or fourth. He said, my whole face pucat. Then luckily we were there. He said, 1 week was hell, he said, waiting for the result. So luckily we were there. Then he said, get second opinion. So he go to a very good urologist, recommended by somebody, second opinion. The urologist check. He said, why you panic until like that? He said, the other urologist say my reading very high. Sure, high lah, he said. You prostate problem, the infection so strong, and that thing balloon until like that, you come and do the test. The reading sure high lah, understand? After you take the appropriate medication and all things, when it subsides, the reading go back to normal. It doesn't mean you got cancer, unless too long, too many times you kena like that, you never come to the hospital, understand not? So luckily, because of that, she calm down. Then later on, the reading come out, really negative. He become normal again, understand? Then learn Dhamma again, understand? That's why you better make sure you can apply, understand? So this is a true story. Go on.
Okay, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
That's why remember this until it becomes habitual tendency, understand or not? This wholesome one, the habitual tendency is good, understand or not? You only don't go and create habitual tendency of defilement, understand or not? Things that create the duality. This one is no duality. Develop what they call meritorious action, spiritual well. Also don't want to learn. If it can become habitual tendency, very good. That's why when you can rejoice in the wholesomeness of others, you have that virtue, understand or not? It's just like generosity. You are very generous, very kind, very helpful. You are very gentle in your approach. And you are very, they call, sincere. Then people like you, understand or not? Well, you reap what you sow. These are your virtue. When you perform all this virtue, in terms of law of karma, people will be kind to you, gentle to you, helpful to you. You understand or not? That's what Kayamita is all about. Not like the other one, like, I help you, you help me. That one is different. This one is, I sincerely help because I'm a cultivator, understand? And I knew these are very wholesome. And this is karmic, understand? But the other one, I help you, you help me, that one, the karmic kaulat, it's not this type. Yeah, that one is got terms and conditions inside one. If I help you, you help me back. So that one can, they call it bargain. So all this, you must differentiate. That's why sometimes if you quote me without understanding, very dangerous. Hey, brother, you see, be friendly, be kind, help each other. Hey, my contractor also, I think I can be friendly with him. I can be very kind with him. Because he willing to pay me. You apply the Dhamma like that, I wish you luck. Because there is greed behind that. So you must look at that mental intention behind. But Kayamita, help Kayamita, you think got greed now? You sincere, isn't it? You got nothing to gain, isn't it? But he don't give you project, isn't it? Understand or not? He don't like gao tim you, isn't it? You know what is gao tim or not? no need to explain.